Hey, how's it going? Good morning.
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excellent stuff.
Just waking up. Just coming to.
Well, it's not the time of day for a rock star, is it really?
Well, I don't know. I've got two young kids, so I'm always up early, so I'm getting used to it. In fact, even when I'm tired, I still wake up early. I don't know what's wrong with me anymore. Old age.
Yeah, old age and family. That's what does it.
I know. I'm turning into my dad.
How old are your kids?
My little boy's 8 and my daughter's 11.
All right, and they're still getting up really early.
Well, actually, no, I have to get them out of bed. I have to put them out of bed now, but I have to get up for their school, for the school run.
Oh, yeah, you've got school run, yeah.
And she just started big school, so she leaves like an hour earlier now. She has to leave the house at 8. So,
oh, my God.
She has to walk to school, so I've got to get her up. Yeah, she's like, oh. It's very stressful in the mornings.
I know. Well, I don't have to deal with that. Well, my wife deals with the early morning bit because I'm here. And so she has to deal with it. But she's only just started school. She's only 4, so she's only just started. But when you said
early
morning,
ahead.
Well, she still likes waking up at 5 a.m.
Yeah, I remember those days. I know. Actually, my kids weren't too bad. They did wake up, obviously, early, but they weren't, we were quite lucky. They weren't, some of my friends have got kids that literally like wake up every hour of the night, and it's like, oh my God, it beats you up after a while.
Yeah, every 20 minutes.
Yeah, I know. It does weigh you down. It's a good time to start having an argument with the other half, isn't it?
I basically got through all 7 seasons of The Sopranos very easily during the night time. I thought that was the best way of doing it.
Totally with you on that, yeah.
I think that's a good idea. We could talk about this for ages. Let's talk Feeder for at least a little bit. Where the hell have you guys been? You're back and you're awesome again.
Yeah, we've been on a long cruise.
That sounds an amazing cruise.
Yeah, well, yeah, no. I mean, we didn't really plan on taking this long off. It just, the time just sort of slipped by, really. I mean, it was, our last show was at Brixham Academy, and I just felt like I just needed to have a little bit of a break. And, there was no bad vibe in the band or anything like that. It was just sort of that stop, after, one of our biggest shows, and they sort of finish on a high and just have some time out. Have some time, with the family, maybe do some other projects, and then, when we feel ready, we'll come back and do like a new record. I just wanted to break that cycle of album tour, album tour, album tour. We've done that for over 20 years. I just felt, I love doing it, but it felt like we just needed to sort of just think about the next chapter, really.
I suppose it's sort of difficult, isn't it? Because it's not really a proper job, but if it starts feeling like a proper job, then you sort of and mundane. That's not really great for creativity. I would imagine.
No, it's not. I mean, I'm very fortunate. It isn't a normal job. I mean, you put a lot of time and hours into it. You do have to sacrifice a lot of things. So it doesn't have. It's not all plain sailing. But yeah, I mean, you're right. It's not. It's it's a dream to still be doing it. But I just sort of planned on doing some writing. Taka was doing like a side band in Japan already, so he was going to do that for a while. So I thought, well, that's good. He's got something to do. There's always that kind of worry that if you stop doing it, all the other band are going to be sort of out of work and not many money and stuff. So I basically planned on doing some writing for other people. So that was my plan, and it sort of turned into a solo record. I didn't have any big burning desire to do a solo record. It was never really something I'd really even thought about much, because I'd always been happy with what I've done in Feeder, but yeah, it just happened, and I really enjoyed it. And then I did a mini album after my album, and then it just sort of grew from there. And I ended up doing sort of 40-50 shows, so that's what I've been doing.
When you're writing for other people, are you writing these songs and you're putting them together, and then you're thinking, hang on a second, that's a bit too good. I shall keep that for my solo album.
Exactly. Yeah, Ollie Merge is not having that one. No. I wasn't writing for Ollie Merge.
That would just be so...
it's the first name that came to my head. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from.
Feeder writes for Ollie Merge. Yeah. Shock.
Yeah, well, our drummer actually just did a couple of shows to fill in for their... not the drummer we're using for our tour, but the drummer Carl, who also plays for Robbie Williams. He filled in doing a few things. I think that's why it was on my mind. It's obviously left a scar. No, it's all right. Good on him. But yeah, and it's just sort of the writing thing. I mean, I'm not very good at doing that kind of that pop sort of writing thing. I've never really had the sort of passion to do it. Although I know I could probably do it, but I've dabbled with it, but I'm not ready to jump into the deep end yet. It's something I might come back to and do at some point. Obviously nice to be asked, but
yeah,
I just sort of, I don't know, I'm too much of a band guy. I don't know what it is. I just
Would that then seem more like a job?
It'll certainly buy me a bigger house if I get a hit.
Yeah, that's true.
The pot wall can be massive. You know, it's something which I'd like to do or do some co-writing at some point, but I'd sort of have to fit in around feeder really. But it wasn't something I wanted to do full time. It's something I might dabble with, but a solo record was a lot more fun.
Now you're back, of course. New album, All Bright Electric. We played the single Universal Life.
Oh, thanks.
Recently. Well, I tell you what. The one thing that single does is wake you up of a morning.
Yeah,
you have that as your first song out of seven. My God.
Yeah, it's a bit of a riff on that one. Yeah,
it does wake you up slightly. I must admit.
It does. Thanks for that.
It's
a real. That's the first track on the album as well. We wanted it to sort of. You know, we thought we'd been back a while. Do something completely out there and something super mellow, and then do something heavy after, like track two. But we thought, no, let's just come out there with a big rock tune and show people that we're back and still rocking. And I love that song. I mean, it's definitely one of the heavier tracks on the album, but it's still classic feeder, I think.
No, definitely classic feeder. We've got we're going to play the new single Eskimo shortly. Let's go back, because I mean, your feeder have been around for a little while now.
We have.
It has to be said. I mean, I think the first time, most probably, like quite a lot of people, I think the first time I really properly heard you was probably Buck Rogers.
I know, it's amazing how many years
and how long ago
that?
Is that now?
God, I don't know.
That was our third
album. We'd had a mini album out, so it's kind of felt like our fourth album, really.
You guys have been around ridiculously long.
I mean, the song that really
you've been
got...
touring with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. Well, we've done some good gigs. We've done U2. We did all the huge football stadiums in Europe with the U2. We've done. We obviously really played with the Chili Peppers, Foo Fighters, Queens of Stone Age, Coldplay. We toured with Coldplay in Europe for Rush of the Blood to the Head album. That was a good tour. We're quite lucky because although we're heavy, we have enough songs that we can cross over, so we can sort of adapt our set to work with. It did work with Coldplay. I was worried that we'd be too heavy for their audience, but actually it did actually work quite well. And obviously we didn't play our heaviest stuff, but then we can sort of turn it on its head and then go and support Queens of the Stone Age or Foo Fighters, and it works. So I think we're kind of lucky that we have, our albums are quite diverse, and I'm very much into that as a songwriter. And I think it's sort of opened up, quite a few different areas for us on a touring front,
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Obviously, like you said, you got out of the album tour.
Yeah.
Album's now out. Tour next?
Yeah. Well, the tour starts soon, actually. We're doing a small festival on the 24th. In time, so I can't remember the name of the festival. It's awful, isn't it? And then our first, I think, official show is at the ABC in Glasgow, I think on the 28th.
Wow.
On the 28th of September. So, yeah, we're sort of kind of in rehearsals, doing 4 or 5 hours a day at least, every day pretty much. So I'm thinking, yeah.
It's like you're training for the Olympics.
It is, I tell you. It's a bit of a battle on the old voice. When you've been doing sort of nice, kind of like mellow acoustic stuff, and then suddenly you're back to having to really give it a lot more. I'm trying to sort of ease myself in gently, but it's obviously a lot of work, because we've got a new drummer for the tour, and we've got a new guitar player. So we've got we're actually back to two guitars for the first time in a while.
Right, okay.
So you're actually a five piece at the moment, because we're either three, four, or five. That's the way it goes with feeder. We either go back to our roots as a three piece, or we're a three piece with a keyboard player. But this time we thought, no, let's go bigger and keep it all live, not use any backing track stuff. We're not into all that kind of sequencing. We want to keep it free and a bit more old school.
Proper music.
Well, that's what, it's great. I know some dance bands and stuff, you have to have sort of backing track, but I didn't want to feel trapped in that every song.
Yeah.
Wait for the click to come in. And I don't know, it just feels like you're playing along to half your CD, really. I don't know. To me, I know it works, but it's not what we want to do. We want to be a bit more, we want it to be different every night.
Yeah, fair enough. New single Eskimo, we're going to play that now. New album out, All Bright Electric. Feeder are back. This is fantastic news. Grant, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure.